Our next speaker, or I should say our first guest for today, is a true South African hero, both on and off the sports field. Hayley Ace was recently inducted into the World Transplant Games Federation Hall of Fame, one of just 22 athletes worldwide to receive this prestigious honor. But behind the medals and world records lies a powerful story of survival, resilience, and gratitude. After receiving a life-saving kidney transplant in 2004, Hayley didn't just recover. She rose, and she's since competed in 10 World Transplant Games, breaking records and representing South Africa with incredible pride. And she joins us now on the line. Hayley, if I'm pronouncing your name correctly, firstly, congratulations. What an amazing achievement. If you can take us back to 2004, what do you remember most vividly about the day of your kidney transplant?
Good afternoon, and good afternoon to the listeners. 2004 seems so far away, 21 years ago, but it feels like yesterday because a life-changing experience like that stays with you every day. I can still remember I live in Cape St. Francis, and the transplant was going to take place in Cape Town. And I had to be there. I got the call at 8 o'clock in the morning, and I had to be there at 1 o'clock. Now, how can you get to Cape Town at 1 o'clock? And a very dear friend of mine, Roy Liebenberg, he had a very small plane, and he flew me over the mountains, and I arrived safely. But what was striking that day is that suddenly you realize that when you wake up after the operation, you're going to have somebody else in your life. And that was a very heartwarming experience on the one hand, but also a very kind of a disturbing experience. But it was a life-changing day.
I mean, I want to say I can imagine, but I can't imagine. I mean, you were already active before your transplant, but since it, you've competed in everything from athletics to karate. What pushed you to take it so far?
I've been a sports person my whole life, and so it wasn't strange for me to just carry on with my sport. Because of the renal failure, I couldn't do athletics anymore. It's a very, you haven't got any energy when you're on dialysis. But I still played golf. And so after the transplant, I immediately joined the South African Transplant Sports Association. And through them, I got back into athletics and started again, like the sports that I did at school, shot put, discus, and javelin. And I just continued with that. And it's just part of my life to be active.
Hayley, I don't think many people have heard that there's even a competition called the World Transplant Games Federation. You said that being part of the transport games is like being a part of a family. Can you share a moment when that really hit home for you and tell us a little bit more about the World Transplant Games Federation?
I can just mention that the South African Transplant Sports Association, every second year, we host our national transplant games, and then the athletes qualify to be in the South African team. They get national colors to go to the World Games. It's more or less like the Paralympic Games. And the World Games take place every 2 years and not every 4 years like the normal Olympics, because we don't live that long, so they can't wait 4 years for the games.
Yeah.
But I can always remember at my first games in 2005 in Canada, I met other competitors, and we're still competing up to today. We're all in the 70 to 79 age group, so we are the oldest at the field, but we can't wait to see each other again. So it's a camaraderie that you get like nowhere else in a sports situation.
The next games are being held in Dresden, and if I'm not mistaken, these are your 10th games. What makes these events more than just sports competitions for you?
Sorry, I couldn't hear the last sentence. What makes?
What makes these events, these games, more than just a sports competition?
I think when you look at 1,000 athletes participating, all getting another chance in life. You've got heart transplanted athletes, lungs, livers, kidneys, all kinds, and even bone marrow. And that makes it so special. Those athletes are filled with gratitude. Firstly, because of the donors that donated the kidneys, the doctors and the nurses that's looking after us, but also in my situation, I'm grateful to God that put all of these things together so that it gave me another chance. So it's, I would always say it's the grateful games instead of just a sporting event.
Ellie, if I'm correct, you are Jewish. Are you Jewish?
Sorry, the line is a bit, but you are?
You spoke about being grateful to God, and I was just clarifying if you're Christian or if you're Jewish, and how has your faith helped you through the harder parts of this journey?
I am Christian, and I think like any other religion, when you are part of a greater God or a greater situation, you get so many setbacks, but never ever does God leave your hand. It always takes you through that. And I think most of our athletes will testify that in every challenge that you get, either health or otherwise, you can't really go through that challenge without faith and without giving yourself in the hands of a greater God.
And, you know, you talk about having faith, but you were also talking earlier about having a second chance. How do you carry that sense of gratitude in your daily life and in your training?
I'm part, since 2004 and 5, me and my husband became part of the Transplant Sports Association in an administrative capacity. And we've organized many national and world games, even organized the 2013 games in Durban, the World Games. And we are every day involved with our athletes. Now, in the Eastern Cape, we've got a small group of athletes. To take an athlete, a transplanted person that never did any activity, they start walking, they start improving their lifestyle, then they start competing, and then they just rise as athletes. So to us, living out this, making a difference in other transplantees' lives, that is our daily mission.
And following on from that, what message would you give to anyone listening right now who's facing illness or recovery or considering becoming an organ donor themselves?
Now, any person can become an organ donor up to an age of 18, 19. You can always donate something. And if they can just go to the Organ Donor Foundation website, they can become organ donors. And any transplantee at this stage that would like to join us, they can go to the South African Transplant Sports Association website and become a member and become part of just being active again, having a better lifestyle, and if so, become athletes and participate at national and world level.
Ali Ace, thank you for your strength, your spirit, and for making South Africa so proud. We wish you all the best as you head to your 10th World Transplant Games. May you continue to inspire and uplift one step and one medal at a time. Thank you for chatting with us.